trading was a big part of our lives, in my grandparents' lives, whether it be to trading to non-native people for other goods or for other food and goods, but also to other First Nations communities where they had different types of food to trade for our goods. So that was the whole, I guess, part of our survival and also appreciation for other people's goods or whatever they trade for. It's almost like part of the social fabric to go and visit with people that and just visit and trade and build relationships, because there was not an awful lot of money for trading. It was mostly in goods. So in later years, going trading with non-native people, and I remember my grandmother doing this, because I used to go with her into Powell River and go trading her baskets that she'd made, and in search of other things like material things, like maybe bedding, men's clothes or men's shoes or women's clothes, or sometimes food, like sugar or just different kinds of canned goods. I remember my granny coming to the Wildwood area. There's a farmer there. They used to call him the meat man. He was, in our language, it was smudges man. So there would be a trade of things like beef or eggs or just things like that from the farm, or potatoes, anything that was, you know, negotiable. So that was, you know, in later times that I remember myself going, walking from Sliamon to Wildwood area and sometimes into the town site to trade with baskets. My grandmother made beautiful, beautiful baskets, big baskets, all different sizes and shapes, and which took her, you know, days and months to make. But she was lucky if she got $2 in cash, very lucky if she got $5 in cash, and the rest was in trade goods, like men's pants, men's shirt, and bedding, towels, or just other goods, food. So that's, you know, my memory of trading and having to walk home, me carrying, you know, the goods, helping my grandmother pack this home. And she would be back to making more baskets, but that was just with baskets, whereas in the older day, you know, years back, when they traded with other communities, such as going to Comox or to Campbell River, Cape Mudge, where they would trade mostly for other foods, types of foods, traditional foods that they have there that we don't have.
What would those be?
That would be like Ulligan oil, that was quite popular up the coast. Not so much in Sliamon, but the older people here did acquire a taste for it. And it's something they put in their fish soup or dip the dried fish in. It's almost like a dip. And just other kinds of foods that they had, different types of foods. Or maybe they were more advanced, and sometimes it was foods that they had purchased, you know, out of the store and that, and like canned goods, other material.
What would Sliamon bring, say, to?
They would bring dried herring roe. That was very popular. Dried clams, which had been steamed open and dried, smoked, barbecued by the open fire, then dried. And it's very, very dry. So when you go to eat it, you have to soak it. Or if not, you can just take it if you're going on a trip and eat it. It's quite chewy. So you can chew on a clam for a good hour or whatever. And then they used to take these dried clams to my grandparents when we started going down to the States or going to Chilliwack area. There used to be a hop field there. I don't know if it's still there. But my grandparents used to go there and pick hops for the hop season. And they would bring the dried clams and dried fish and dried herring. And they would sell it to the other people from other communities, such as people coming from that area, the First Nations people from that area. And they have a different way of drying their salmon from up that way. They wind dry it, whereas ours is smoke dried. So there would be that trade. Or sometimes they just paid cash for the dried goods that our people brought there. So there was a lot of trading with foods. Dried berries was another commodity. Dried berries, dried fruit, any kind of fruit or berries that was harvested because there was no deep freeze or it was traditionally dried by sun, just out in the sun. And that was easy to pack too when you were traveling. You just took some of that along with you. Didn't take any room at all. So that was one of the things that was used for trading.